Rumble just ain't what it used to be. How's it going, guys? Welcome to the Guardians of Destiny 2 podcast. And today we're going to talk about the new Go Fast update that just hit your consoles and your PC earlier today. At the time I'm recording this, it's actually the day of the update. However, by the time you hear this, it might be the next day, maybe even 1 to 3 days after that. So what you're hearing right now is my initial reactions on day one. That being said, my opinion might and probably will change over time depending on how the meta settles in and depending on other factors that may present themselves later on as things develop. Let's start with all the PvE changes. PvE had a lot of damage buffs and the cooldowns all around were pretty much reduced, and I gotta say, it felt really good. PvE felt like a comfortable amount of damage, the enemies felt manageable, but it didn't feel super easy either. I feel like they've hit a good balance of damage versus difficulty. However, when it comes to PvP, I've got mixed feelings. The overarching principles of this update were actually pretty sound. Being able to go faster, better cooldowns, more power ammo, faster respawns, those are all solid ideas that I feel like should definitely stay in the game. However, Rumble needs a little bit of a tweak. Rumble just wasn't what it used to be. It didn't feel like it did back in D1. And the main reason for this was the fact that there were 8 players in maps that were much too small for that size of a game. To make an accurate comparison between D1 and D2, we'll use a common map like the Burnout. The Burnout's actually a great map for this. Because the Burnout, if you don't know, is literally exactly the same size and the same dimensions as the Burning Shrine from D1. All they added was some new visuals, they added in some darkness instead of the light, and so it was a little easier to compare those two maps. When I played the 6-person version of Rumble in D1, it felt pretty manageable. Was it hectic? Was it chaotic at times? Did I occasionally spawn into people? Yes. But it was occasional. It was a surprise when it happened because it was so rare of an occurrence. In D2, it felt exactly the opposite. It felt like every single time I respawned, somebody was already shooting me, somebody was already fighting in front of me, or somebody else was spawning in next to me. Now, I got pretty lucky during my first match in the Burnout today, because I was able to spawn in literally right before the animation for somebody else's spawn was finished, so I had just enough time to just turn around, point my guns at them, and get the first shot. And once I killed them, somebody else spawned to the other side of me. And this went on again and again for about like 30 seconds. And so I got like my first 3 or 4 kills just from that. It felt terrible, but at the same time, the game is literally forcing me into these gunfights because at the place we were so far outside that I literally didn't have the time to go behind cover or to run to the next room to have a legitimate gunfight before this person had a chance to shoot at me. So I was literally stuck playing like this, which I believe is unfair to both them and even myself because I didn't have a chance to really test out my skills in Rumble. I had to play the spawn camp game or be killed. The best way I can see to solve this problem is just to reduce the amount of players in the game down to 6. It worked before, and quite honestly, nobody wanted an 8-person version of Rumble anyway, so that's probably the best option. That being said, quick play feels a lot better right now. In fact, it was so much fun for me that after 7.5 hours of streaming Crucible today, I still wanted to play quick play after I was done. Overall, the update feels pretty good so far. It's definitely a good step in the right direction, and I think that with more time and more updates, you're going to see, I think, a much better experience overall, but it is going to take some more time before this game becomes what a lot of us are hoping for. As always, if you're new to the station and you're on Anchor, hit that favorite button. If you're on Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode.